We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, let's go out to the Orion Fuels and Downstairs Convenience Stores guest line where they are truly steps beyond convenience. Dolphin safety Stephen Parker is there. One of the few safeties not on IR. Crowder, you and I were talking about that yesterday. He had a game-sealing interception against Brian Hoyer and the Colts a couple weeks ago. I mentioned to you in the last segment, you had a game-sealing interception against Tom Brady in your career. That's fun to have that game-sealing interception.
And we're tied in interceptions, but he's in his second year. I was in my sixth. So, Steve got me.
Right now, he's got you. On behalf of the Dolphins, they asked me to remind you, are you a cancer fighter? Registration is open for the Dolphins Cancer Challenge, the 10th annual DCC, the event that raises funds for innovative cancer research at Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Center, South Florida's only NCI-designated cancer center. It is scheduled for February 29th. 2020. The DCC donates 100% of participant raised funds to cancer research at Sylvester. Be a cancer fighter. Register now at dolphinscancerchallenge.com. Stephen Parker is there. Tell us how it felt. Tell us how it felt. You go undrafted in 2018 and you spend a little time on the Rams practice squad and you can't really hook onto the roster. And then you fast forward a season and you're sealing a victory for the Dolphins with an interception in the end zone. That had to be a pinch me moment.
Oh, yeah. No, it was a great moment right there. I mean, this is everything that I could imagine, you know, growing up. This is something that, you know, you dream about, you know, as you grow up. And, you know, once you finally get that opportunity, you try to make the best of it. And that's exactly, you know, what I got the opportunity to go and do.
And Stephen, was that your welcome to the NFL moment? Like, do you have something else? Because I always tell guys, we have guys on every week, and I played way before you. I'm old as hell, bro. But like tackling Priest Holmes, covering Randy Moss for a couple seconds, he was wide open when I covered him. But I was assigned to him. But yeah, like, what was that? Was that interception? Was that the biggest moment of your career so far?
Definitely the biggest moment of my career, hands down. You know, getting an opportunity to go ahead and get that one-handed pick or taken away and robbing Brian Hoyer and the Colts, which is a good team as well. But, yeah, that was definitely a highlight moment for me.
What about the ball? Did you get the intercepted ball, and do you have it on display somewhere now?
I actually do. It's back actually at the crib right now. A lot of people actually message me and talk to me, call me. It was just like, why'd you throw that ball? Like, that was your first pick. I was like, honestly, at that time, everything was moving so fast. I was so excited. I didn't know what to do. So instead, I just ended up throwing the ball. Someone actually ended up retrieving it for me, one of my teammates, actually. But that's, you know, a little short story, you know, about the moment.
And in that situation, bro, like you diagnosed the play. You know you got Eric Ebron one-on-one. And then how far into the play did you, like, as it's developing to say, oh, this ball's coming at me. Like, I have to make this play to stop a touchdown.
Well, you know, you always got to be ready, you know, especially at the point of attack. We already kind of knew just going into the game, watching film in the red zone, kind of their big targets and how they would want to use their guys, especially their tight ends like Ebron and Doyle. And, you know, really those two guys right there, we were going to have to get in front of them. They're going to try to box us out. Basketball style, so you know, it's really just about undercutting it late, got that up, and went on and stole it from him.
Now, this coming Sunday, Dolphin safety Stephen Parker is with us, and we know Coach Flores does not want anyone reading their clippings. He doesn't want you staring at that ball on display at your house. You got to move on to the next opponent. This Sunday, Baker Mayfield, Odell Beckham Jr., Jarvis Landry, I'm sure, would love to show out against the Dolphins. How has this week of preparation been?
This week of preparation has been tough, you know, but it's been very, very great to us. You know, we've utilized these past 3 days, and we've put in some really good work. I know that we're going to be ready on this end, especially going against all the dynamic guys that they have on offense. But, that I think that's what makes this game, you know, so lovely. You know, you get guys like me, you know, Nick and all the other young guys in the DB secondary that we have, and everybody gets that opportunity, that chance to go ahead and make a play against, you know, a big time receiver or a big time back, you know, just those type of guys right there. So all in all, this week of practice has been, you know, very, very focused, and we've been locked in.
And, man, early in this week, the biggest news was that G5 Rashad got put on IR and McCain got put on IR. They were two safeties in your room. Like, was there any conversations with you when those guys are done for the year? Like, hey, Steven, this is your secondary. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, was there any conversations when Rashad and Bobby got put on IR?
Honestly, I really didn't know anything until we got back on Monday. I knew that Bobby was hurting, especially during the game. I've had a similar injury myself with that labrum, and I know exactly what he's going through when it comes to that pain and just the process of it. But, no, I didn't really know anything until Monday that I was going to be that guy. But, you know, it's one of those things where you stay ready, therefore you don't got to go get ready.
Hey, I like it. That's something I say all the time, Steven.
Steven Parker, Dolphin safety, is with us. Speaking of Rashad Jones, Bobby McCain, has anyone taken you under their wing this season to help you out? This is an odd season. You know it, and it's beneficial for you, and it's great. There's a lot of guys, you know, Preston Williams before he got injured, that have gotten to show out in a season that maybe they wouldn't normally have been able to. Has there been anyone on the defense to take you under his wing and say, here's what you need to be doing?
I would really just say all the vets, all the guys that we have had in the room. I mean, you got Rashad, you got Bobby, you have Ero, you know, and you got those three guys right there. I mean, you even got even more that I'm probably not even saying off the top of my head right now. Walt, X. So, you know, you got a lot of guys who have been here, who's been in this league, and they know exactly what it is. I've only been in it 1 year, and I can tell you that, you know, that 1 year was very, very special to me as far as the learning curve. And, you know, the more years that you have under your belt, you listen to those people because those are the guys, they've lived it, you know, especially for longer than you have. They might see something that, you know, that's easy for them but might be hard for you. So, I mean, it's just those little things right there that you listen to and you take advantage of. Especially having those guys.
Steven Parker, Dolphins safety, Dolphins and Browns Sunday in Cleveland. You grew up in Oklahoma. You went to college at Oklahoma. And now here you are in South Florida. How are you enjoying South Florida?
Oh, I'm loving it up here. This Miami weather right here. You can't beat it.
A little different today, right? The end of November. A little different today than it would be in Oklahoma.
Yeah, it's definitely a little bit different, but I can tell you right now in Oklahoma, it's cold as no weather. right now, this is like T-shirt weather for me. So, yeah, it's definitely a difference.
I was going to ask you, though, bro, you were in L.A. last year now. It's not Oklahoma to Miami. Yeah. It was L.A. to Miami now. Does Miami have L.A.?
Oh, man, I can't really answer that question. I like both weather systems as far as the weather. But at the end of the day, I mean, I'm loving the location where I'm at right now.
Yeah, man. When I used to go out to L.A. when I was single, man, the girls out there, Sadiddy, man. They high-class acting. They act funny out in L.A.
Extra bougie, huh? Extra bougie.
I ain't with that, man. Yeah, man, the Miami girls, you know what I'm saying, a little more flavor, the little Cubans and all. I didn't like the girls in L.A., man. I got to say, from my experience.
I love when Crowder does the, I stay away from extra bougie. Crowder's living in a gated community, sending his kids to private school.
Hey, man, I came up, Steve. You come up, you can't go, we come up, you can't go down.
Steven Parker is with us, Dolphin safety. All right, we've been doing this season because there's so many new faces, so many new names on this team. We don't really know anybody. We don't know anything about half the roster. So here we go. Your favorite TV show of all time is?
Ooh, favorite TV show of all time. Dang, this is a tough one. I'm going to probably have to go with Sons of Anarchy, which I probably watched that within the past year.
Wow.
Or 2 years.
I've heard good things about that show. That was good, huh?
Yeah, it was a pretty good show.
How about your favorite all-time movie?
Ooh, I'm going to have to go with Juice.
Juice.
All-time
I love
favorite.
It.
Yes,
as the all-time best movie?
That's that old Tupac in there. A lot of people don't know about that.
Right. See how old
Juice. That yeah, that's
man,
gotta
you
be
23, right. Man. What the hell you know about Juice?
That's on a VHS tape?
Hey, I had an older brother, you know, he showed me the way.
Stephen Parker with us, what's your favorite food?
Favorite food? I'm gonna have to go with some fettuccine shrimp Alfredo.
Oh,
you know, it's simple, but you know, I like to get my carbs in. So, yeah,
but with an Alfredo sauce, like a real heavy cream sauce, that'll put the pounds on.
Yeah, it will put the pounds on, especially because I'm light right now. Yeah,
all
right. I'm definitely going with that. I'm feeling that. I'm feeling it right there.
Big dog, you got an 8-pack, man. Tell this man you ain't worried about no carbs. What the hell are you thinking about carbs for?
I go, I get a fettuccine Alfredo. It goes right to my man boobs. You're telling me Stephen Parker doesn't have the same problem? Favorite restaurant? You have a favorite restaurant?
I don't really have a favorite restaurant, but if I were to choose, like, what type of restaurant, it would definitely have to be seafood.
Seafood.
I love seafood.
What about
Miami is huge.
Yeah, you got to get down to Joe's. You had the stone crabs?
Oh, no, I haven't. Well, shoot, you just put me on then. I'm going to have to go there.
Yeah.
Check it out.
Yeah. What about fast food? What's your favorite fast food place?
I actually don't eat fast food, but if you want to consider Chipotle fast food, then we'll go with Chipotle.
Yeah, we'll go with quick serve.
Fast casual?
Quick serve, fast casual. What about the last concert you've seen?
Last concert. What was my last concert? So I went to Rolling Loud last year in Cali, and that was actually for my birthday. So that was definitely the best concert that I've ever been to. Which I got the chance to see Uzi, Young Thug, who else? Future was in there. I even got to see Nipsey, which was actually really cool, especially, you know, since he passed away, RIP Nip, for real.
That
was a really cool experience.
They have Rolling Loud here at Hard Rock Stadium every year.
Yeah, beautiful to roll.
It might have to be the move then.
And you're the guy with the game sealing interception against Indianapolis. Like you'll be walking around like a king over there.
I don't know about a king, but I mean, you know, I'm gonna handle it for sure.
There you go, Football Friday. Dolphin safety Stephen Parker. Dolphins again. They've got the Browns on Sunday, and do it again, Stephen. Do it again.
Oh yeah, you already know.
All right, we appreciate you making time for us.
Hey, thank you.
There you go. Stephen Parker from the Dolphins. Again, are you a cancer fighter? Registration is open for the Dolphins Cancer Challenge, the 10th annual DCC, the event that raises funds for innovative cancer research at Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Center. South Florida's only NCI-designated cancer center is scheduled for February 29th next year. DCC donates 100% of participant-raised funds to cancer research at Sylvester. Be a cancer fighter. Register at DolphinsCancerChallenge.com. He was good.
He was.
They've had some good personalities, you know, and you wonder, like, are they going to be around for a while? I mean, but take advantage of your opportunity when you get it. Like, this season is tailor-made for a guy like Stephen Parker.
Oh, no. Stephen Parker, Nick Needham.
Right,
Wilkes,
Nick Needham, Preston Williams.
But the young secondary.
Patrick Laird.
Really?
No, for real.
No, those young players, like, you have an opportunity. Go show out. If it's not with the Dolphins, it could be with somebody else. This is your opportunity. This is your showcase.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.